I've been doing a study in Acts about Paul and his work that he did for God. It's interesting to see how this man, who was a religious leader in his own right, came to know Jesus and to be able to work in the kingdom of God. Paul wrote most of the New Testament. And like he said, he was the chiefest of sinners. He was the one that went about trying to destroy the believers in Jesus, the way they called it, Christianity. He tried very hard, but God stopped him because God had a plan for him. And so here, Paul is out on the road, speaking about Jesus, talking to people, going from town to town in Asia Minor, just preaching the gospel. And Paul was imprisoned. He was stoned to death. God raised him up. He was chased out of every town that he ever went to. He was followed from town to town by these people who hated God. And with it, you know, you wonder how he did not become angry or bitter about the whole situation. I mean, he was there doing God's work, and these people were trying their very best to kill him. But Paul kept an attitude, a right attitude, in his heart. It wasn't that they were trying to kill him, it was that the work was getting done. The more the people protested, the more the people came. It's interesting to see how God turns even those things that people will do against God, God will turn them around and use them to further the kingdom of God. So Paul went about his work. Now, yes, it was uncomfortable. It was not, you know, it didn't feel good to get stoned to death. It didn't feel good to get imprisoned. It wasn't, you know, have people chasing you out of town, have to get out in the middle of the night and, you know, go to the next city. It was not a wonderful experience, except that Paul knew that he had planted the seed and God was watering it. God was taking care of the church. He was bringing it up. He was getting people to come home. The more that people protest, I find the more they're closer to coming home. It is just a last-ditch effort to not die to themselves. So Paul went about his work without being angry or bitter. He comes home to Jerusalem to the Feast of Pentecost, and they arrest him. They almost killed him in the temple. The Romans had to come and get him out of the temple and bring him to the castle, to their garrison. And Paul spoke to the people of Jerusalem, all the people, and told them, preached the gospel, and then they picked up stones again to kill him. And the Romans brought him inside the temple because Paul was a Roman. He was freeborn. And so with that, the Roman governor listened to him, brought the leaders from Jerusalem, tried to get them to reconcile each other, but nobody would reconcile. Nobody would come to the middle ground. Paul was not going to go with them because they were going to kill him. And so Paul stayed there with this one governor for 2 years until the next governor took over, and the next governor heard Paul and the religious leaders, and Paul finally said, "I appeal to Caesar." With that, the governor was set. Paul was going to Rome. And Paul never got angry, never got bitter, because he was in the plan of God.